Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We're heading down to Arkansas, and Daniel joins us on the wild card line. Daniel, good morning. Welcome to Coast.
Howdy. Holy, gosh, Gina popped me right on there.
There you go. You're first in line, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'd like to tell a ghost story that actually happened to me. And I don't know if I've told it more than three times in the past 30 years.
Well, then I am honored that you're sharing it right here.
Well, actually, my adrenaline kind of got going when I was talking to Gina, so I'm kind of, hopefully I can make some sense. Trying to catch my breath, actually. Because, like I said, I haven't told it but a couple times. All right. I'm visiting my girlfriend's mother and the son, and there are a total of five of us there. We're around a folding card table, and I'm the fifth person, so I'm kind of jammed in there between two people that have a regular seat, but we're all real tight around this table. Board game is going on, and all of a sudden, my peripheral vision between myself and the mother, who is immediately to my left, said, "There's someone there." I turned my head, and there's a little girl, prepubescent, 9, 10 years old, I would guess, long dark hair, not particularly attractive, kneeling in between the mother and myself. And I knew that I would have seen her get there if she had arrived there, like if she had come in the front door and knelt down. Anyway, I said, "Does anyone see anything unusual?" I'm trying to make this faster because Gina said we don't have that much time. I said, "Does anybody see anything unusual?" And they all looked around and they said no. And I said, "Are you sure?" They said no. They went back to doing what they were doing on the board game. I wasn't playing actually at that moment. And I continued to look at the little girl who was just sitting there, kneeling there, looking, watching what was going on. She was blinking. She was as clear as any human that you've ever seen. I mean, there was nothing unusual, no fogginess, no haziness. It would look as real as real. No alcohol, no drugs. Everybody was normal and straight with the mother around. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
This continued for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and I said, are you sure nobody sees anything at all? And I turned my head and looked at the little girl. Nobody said anything. I looked back up to see, and I said, you sure nobody sees anything? They said, no, what are you doing? Anyway, I turned, look, the little girl is gone. Next thing you know, it's months later, we're at the mother's parents' house, which would be the grandparents. They're wealthy. We're looking at old picture, photograph albums, ancient people. These, you know, they were elderly at the time, so lots of cool old pictures. The next thing you know, after a bit, I just yelled. And I said, oh, my God, that's the little girl. And it was a picture of a 9-10-year-old girl that was the little girl. And my girlfriend yelled for her mother. She came in, and the mother said, that's the little girl you saw around the table? And I said, yeah. And she said, and tell me what she was wearing. And I said, blue sailor suit. Big, giant white collar like a blue sailor suit has, navy blue, brass buttons going down the front of it. And the mother started crying. She said, that's my sister, one of twins, fraternal twins, that were coming in an aircraft, a small, single-engine aircraft, to come see the baby, which was my girlfriend, who had just been born. They were coming to see her sister. You got it?
I got it. I'm following. I'm tracking. Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, she had just delivered my girlfriend, as the baby, and the aircraft crashed, and both of the fraternal sisters died in the airplane crash, and she was buried in a navy blue sailor suit at the age of 30. Now, this is what makes it kind of interesting. So how, you know, here she is as a ghost at 9-10 years old, but wearing the clothes that she was buried in. Or maybe
right,
that's
right.
My favorite kind of clothes. I don't know. All I know is the mother left pretty quickly. I think she went to go have alcohol, and the story is almost over. Later that night, the girl and I, I'm trying not to say names because they might not want me to say their names. The girl and I, my girlfriend, are sitting on the couch, and we both hear, hey! It didn't sound, I don't know what it sounded like, a man or a woman, I don't know, but it just was a very strong hey. She and I both turned and looked in between and down the hall, because it sounded like it came from the hall behind us. And we both went to investigate, because obviously we thought, there's an intruder in the house. And this is, like I said, these were rich people. So this was a wing that went down this hall with all these bedrooms down there. So we searched every bedroom, and I stood to make sure that nobody could get out. You know, I stood in the hall while she searched, and then she stood in the hall while I searched. There was nobody there. And that's the end of the story.
Wow. That's a great story.
When you look through
the photos and you saw this girl, was she wearing that sailor suit then?
No.
So you had no way of knowing that she had an affinity for these sailor suits.
No, and I kind of have a strange memory. I remember things very, very well. But, I had no idea. Nothing, I knew nothing. I mean, that's what really is the kicker there, is the dress, the clothing.
Right.
Because of the
And
burial.
Was that your first and only ghost sighting?
That's it. Never saw another ghost. I don't hear voices. I go to a psychiatrist occasionally for depression. But and they say I'm not crazy at all. They won't even give me drugs.
I believe you. I believe it. Now, would you like to see another one, or are you happy that you haven't seen one?
I don't care. I've had. I actually sent you an email months ago, which had no response because I'm sure it got thrown into a junk email thing, you know. But I sent it to your Strange Planet email site, talking about the fact that I've only got 20 good stories. I just turned 60 the other day. But I've only got 20 good stories in my life, but there's 20 really good ones. And that was one of them.
Well, that's a good one. All right. Well, maybe you need to collect those and put them in book form. Daniel, great hearing from you and terrific story. Thank you for sharing.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.